Hi, my name is Steve Martile from freedomeducation.ca, and today we're going to be talking about raising the ceiling on your income, and more specifically, Monique Gallagher is going to be talking about raising your unconscious performance limit. So Monique has been a personal development mentor and coach for the past 10 years, of this past January. She's been a cybernetic transposition coach for the past 6 years, teaching people to release blockers so that they accomplish what they want personally, spiritually, and financially. Now, let me talk a little bit about cybernetic transposition before we get to the call. Cybernetic transposition is a technology that was created by Stuart Lichtman. By his definition, cybernetic transposition is putting yourself consciously in charge by creating effective communication between your unconscious and conscious minds by consciously transposing successes from any part of your life into other ones where you consciously want to produce success, resolving self-defeating unconscious habit patterns to ones that support you by creating effective conscious communication with the part of that you that knows what's right for you. What a mouthful. In my own words, what cybernetic transposition does is it takes your past successes, regardless of how big or how small they are, and uses those as a platform to create greater success using your unconscious mind. So again, Monique is the lead cybernetic transposition coach for Stuart Lichtman worldwide. And like I said, she has been a cybernetic transposition coach for the past 6 years. And on the call, she's going to share a very important exercise with you so that you can become very clear what your unconscious performance limit is. I start the call by giving a brief introduction to how Monique and I met. I hope you enjoy the call. So back in 2009, Monique and I worked together, and we did this exercise that we're going to be working on today, which is your unconscious performance limit. And just before I give you a little bit of more background, I'll just kind of set you guys up for the call. So this is what we're going to be covering today. Today we're going to cover, and Monique's going to cover in detail, the number one self-talk demon that reinforces the ceiling on your income. The five clear signs your income is flatlined and has no signs of rising at all. You're going to get clear on the exact amount of money your unconscious is set to earn. And that is something really powerful because, you know, most people don't realize that they have an unconscious set point for their income. And you're going to also learn the special language that your unconscious understands to release old programming. Okay, so like I was saying earlier, so my name is Steve Martile. I run freedomeducation.ca. Monique and I met about 2.5-3 years ago, and it was funny the way we met. I was writing a blog post on cybernetic transposition and how to set goals. And she commented on that blog post, and then we sort of connected from there. And, you know, then we ended up taking her training, like I said, in 2009. And one of the things that were very profound, and that's why one of the reasons I really wanted to interview Monique on this, is that she talks about this, your unconscious performance limit. And for some people, that might not be a tangible thing, but I think and I feel that right by the end of this call, you're going to really – you're going to feel it. You're going to have an experience and know what it is. And what we did is we did some work around my unconscious performance limit. And shortly after, I ended up, breaking $3,000 a month with my online coaching business, which was a big thing for me because at that time I was really struggling just to get, $1,000 a month. So that was a big deal. And then beyond that, I ended up, doing more blogging for coaches. And I mean, this year I'm on track to earn over $100,000, so which is a really cool thing. So I really feel that moment in time, the work that we did around unconscious performance really was a pivotal time and had a lot of big impact on where I am today. So as we get into the call, I guess I just want to introduce Monique. Like I said, she is the lead cybernetic transposition coach for Stuart Lichtman Worldwide. And she's been coaching me in the past 10 years and has been studying and practicing and teaching and coaching people on how to use the cybernetic transposition tools for the past 6 years.
So, Monique, welcome to the call.
Hi, Steve. Good thing I got on. I had trouble getting on the call. So I'm like, oh, no, you're doing it by yourself. But I'm here. All right. So it sounds like the line's really clear, but if you guys have any noise in the background, star 6 to mute your line. And if you've got any questions, please don't hesitate to bring it up. You need any clarification. And, Steve, I'm so excited to do this call with you. You're so good at asking questions, and I just enjoy very much working with you.
Awesome. I'm very much looking forward to this as well.
So let's Steve, did you let them know where the handout is in case they didn't get it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do that. No, that's great. That's great.
Okay, great. So if you don't have the handout, you can go there now. It's www.ctcoach.com. C is in cybernetics. T is in transposition. coach.com/UPL-thank-you. So it's UPL-thank-you, and you can get the download there, because you're really going to want that download. So I'm going to be helping you guys actually identify the exact amount of money your unconscious is set to earn, and it's much easier if you've got the graph right there in front of you. All right, I'm hearing somebody having a conversation. If you could press star 6, and then we can keep the recording clear. And, in fact, why doesn't everybody go ahead and mute your line? If you've got a comment, then you can just unmute, which is star 6 to unmute. So let's start it. Steve and I were having an interesting conversation over the weekend about the concept of unconscious performance limit and how to spot it running. I've talked about unconscious performance limits before on calls, but in this conversation Steve and I were having, he was talking about he has heard that children's income can be capped or influenced by their parents. Steve, what were you saying? And then I was going to add what I discovered around couples and how their income can get influenced.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and I'm not even sure where I picked this up, but I've studied this quite a bit because I've always been interested in, knowing how people's patterns and, just the psychology of how people behave. And one of the things I'd heard was that, you can trace someone's income back to the exact income their parents were earning when they were, just growing up, in the ages of like 5 to 10 years old, because all of that has been pre-programmed and become a part of our, unconscious belief. And what I've been told, too, is like, let's say your dad or your mom earned, $50,000 when you were 5 to 10 years old. You can trace that back to what you're earning now, and you can even add inflation to it if it's 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and you'll get the exact amount of money that you have are earning today yearly to, like, within, $1,000, which is an insane thing to think of, that it's that accurate. But that's the sort of accuracy that we're talking about when it comes to your unconscious.
And what I'll second that, Steve, what I discovered this weekend, in fact, is that people's income can be influenced by their partner. And this is really common with women. And there's something in our society that says the man is supposed to make more money than the woman. If a woman who makes pretty good money gets involved with someone who is not making as good a money, maybe she gets married, she'll find her income will start to drop and drop to match his unconsciously, because there's that societal programming, whether we believe it or not consciously, it's inside, and it can cap what we're able to do. It's fascinating because really, you guys, it's not your fault. This is programming inside by our parents. How much money our parents made by, our partners, our relationship partners. And it's nothing, has nothing to do with your efforts. That's a really important thing to see. It's not your fault. It's not to do with you're not doing enough or you're not doing the right things. It's there's a set point. So I want to start with the handout. If you see that I've got the first question there is, what is an unconscious performance limit and how to spot it running? Well, the definition of UPL, it's a level of achievement or performance where your unconscious has made some connection. it says that if you go beyond a certain amount, there could be some danger zone where maybe it's a loss of love, say, back to the example of a lady involved with a man who doesn't make as much money as her. Maybe it's a loss of love. Maybe it's going to affect his self-esteem or ego. Or with a parent, maybe it's a son and the father, his income capped at $80,000, and the son feels, well, my dad's going to feel threatened or challenged. You'll start to see there's a theme here around ego, that what, my dad will be threatened if I'm making more money. And it's not a conscious thing, but our unconscious remembers it because we all want to be accepted, loved, and valued. And so we make these connections. Worse yet, it could be a UPL could get in place based on a past experience where there was deep pain or trauma. Say, for example, this is an extreme example, but I think it paints the picture and brings it home. Say somebody had a major windfall of money in their business, and the next week some tragedy happened. Maybe a family member died. Their unconscious could link that big high of being really satisfied with making that amount of money with the deep low of a loss, pain. And a connection happens, instantaneous in the unconscious, and that says making money means death or means pain. And it's really important to see this. And the thing is also that it grows, or let me say it decreases over time. I work with a lot of people from all over the world, and it's a really common pattern. I'll hear people say, you know, I used to make money. Making money was, you know, much easier when I was younger. But somehow, you know, I get into my 50s or 60s, it's challenging. And my sense is that we have more of these trauma links, these emotional pain point links. What do you think, Steve?
Well, okay, this one thing that comes up for me is that because I've gone over $100,000 a year before. I was doing really well. But the thing was doing engineering work that I didn't enjoy. And I was making great money, but I would suffer almost going to work. And I remember seeing my bank account thinking, this is great, but at the same time being like, this is just, I don't want to do what I'm doing. But now it's like I feel connected. I actually like look forward to what I'm doing and look forward to working with other people, and I just enjoy it. And I think that that's part of what you're talking about. You said earlier, you said, Monique, that, you know, people want to be generally accepted, loved, and valued. Mm-hmm. But imagine being to be in that place at the same time as earning some good, really good money, to really feel that your contribution is of value and bring the money in. It's that connection to both. That really, I think, is where you're coming from and what you're really trying to teach people how to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, to do something that they're passionate about and they love and get paid for it. And you bring up a good point. A lot of people have this blocker mindset that says, I can't get paid for what I love. And so they keep it at a hobby level. And that's really common. A lot of people come to me for that. It's one of the things that I help them do is grow their self-worth and self-esteem that says, even though something's really easy for me to do, it's worth being paid for it. I'm worth it. So let's talk now about these five signs that an unconscious performance limit is in place. So these clear signals, your income's flatlined and may have no signs, no hopeful signs of rising at all. First sign is your income has stayed pretty much the same, even though you're working harder to increase it. Two, you attract opportunities, but they never seem to pan out. Like you get a great prospect, you know, comes across you, you know, finds you and you have a conversation, but it doesn't work out. Or perhaps you put off contacting them. Or maybe you get a job that on the face of it looks really good, the boss really looks good, but something happens. It just goes south. Three, you procrastinate on important projects and you do them at the last minute, thereby ensuring not the best possible result. So you can have an excuse. Well, I wasn't really prepared, you know? And then four, something goes right in your life and you find yourself holding your breath. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop, even though you have this thought of excitement, like, yahoo, I made it. But on the tail of it is a fear or a worry. This isn't going to last. And you literally wait for the other shoe to drop. And you might be self-aware of it, you know, to notice that a part of you could be unknowingly sabotaging it. Because if you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, our expectations, unfortunately, can actually cause it, especially if you're a psychically kind of strong projector, you know? And then five, obvious negative self-talk that basically says, whether you're conscious of it or not, I'm not worthy, smart enough, lovable enough, capable enough, blah, blah, blah. We're going to cover the phrases that you'll want to track in yourself a little bit later in the call. But those are five clear signals that your income's flatlined and has no signs, potential no signs of rising, where there's no hope in you about it. It's almost like you feel a part of you has settled. And you could start to see yourself looking at your budget. Well, how am I going to cut back? And that's a clear indicator, too, which I hadn't thought about before, is when you start to think, how can I cut back and live within my means, rather than how can I generate more money? How can I get a job that really suits me and I'm passionate about, and I can make a whole lot more money?
Hey, so, Monique.
Yeah.
One of the clear signs that you mentioned, the one about, you know, your things are kind of moving along, you've got this, you know, maybe you've got this great job prospect, or you had this great, you know, this really good conversation, the first interview, and the second interview totally kiboshes, and it just goes to, you know, it just totally flattens out, and you're done. That sort of thing, where things sort of flatten out, and you were on track, but then all of a sudden they flatten out. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I was just thinking about how, you know, what some people do, and I don't know where this came from, but what they'll say is, you know, when it doesn't work out, they'll say, well, you know what, it must be a sign from the universe. I don't know where people come up with that, but that's what the awareness that I want people to understand and to bring to themselves is that it's a sign from the universe that your unconscious is not compatible with that opportunity. That's what you really need to know.
Oh, I love that, Steve. That's really good because it's true that your unconscious, the inside ceiling, the programming, the cap on our income is not compatible.
Yeah,
where you want to go.
Yeah, it's not like the universe is something outside of you and separate from you, and it's saying, "Hey, you know what? You can't really have this. You are the universe. It's your unconscious telling you that you're not lined up for it. So line up with it. You know, do the work that you need to get it clear."
I like that. That's really good. So I want to throw it out to you guys on the call, *6 to unmute. What does this provoke in you? What does it inspire? What are your thoughts? Are you guys resonating? What's coming up for you? *6 to unmute your line, or *7. I can't recall which one this bridge is. Are you guys feeling it? Are you seeing? Have you noticed that any of these signs that you're aware of that you're being subject to?
Yes, right. This is Lori in Denver.
Hi, Lori.
And your number five, obvious negative self-talk. I was raised by a perfectionistic father, and I consider myself a recovering perfectionist. And because of my upbringing with that focus on doing things perfectly, there were many messages that I got that, you know, I'm not smart enough, not worthy enough, not fill in the blank enough. So I know that that's a real challenge that I personally have, and I resonate with that, what you just said about all that.
Wow, really good, Lori. I love the expression, too, recovering perfectionist. That's one of the things in my programs. I've got two standards. I will not permit perfectionist talk, and I can catch it a mile away, and I won't allow judgment, because I think judgment loads the perfectionist in us, and it can actually freeze us from inaction. And it's great that you notice that in yourself, and I love it that you're a recovering perfectionist. Well done.
Yes, many years in recovery, and I've made some really great progress too. So
really good.
Thank you very much.
Sure. sure. Who else resonates with one of these five signs that a part of you says, whoa, I can really feel that?
I resonate with the trend.
And who's this?
Joe in London.
Hi, Joe. With the trend,
hi.
You mean your income's pretty much stayed the same and you've been you're working harder?
When the market crashed, it went down by some months more than 90%. And I've been really focusing on what Steve was talking about on the inside, and it's turned dramatically in the last 6 weeks. And offers are coming in for projects and work from totally unexpected sources now, and it's sort of amazing. I just got an email to corporate training in Taiwan. I've never been there before, but that email came 2 days ago.
Excellent. Now, I know, Joe, you and I have spoken. I've coached you. So I love it. This is the first time you've told me that things are breaking for you. That's great. Congrats.
Yeah, the corner is turning. Well, remember I told you it was going to turn.
I know. And you did all the work. You were a pleasure to work with. I love it when people come really focused that they want to accomplish something, and Joe was really clear. So thank you for sharing that.
There's no choice. I have to. Otherwise, because we went to the cost cutting.
Yeah.
And when the housekeeper's gone and the horses are gone, and the second car is gone, there's not much left you can cut, you know. You don't cut the wife and kids, you know. That's
exactly. And, Joe, you find that, I'm sure you would agree with this, that because I know you've been a follower of a lot of different programs, and that we can get a kind of temporary feel-good, a temporary bump. But would you agree that when you started with the cybernetic transposition processes and you got the book and the little mini program and you did some coaching with me, would you agree this is kind of starting to do things a little bit the easier way, that you're starting to see some breakthroughs?
I think that this works really, really well, especially if you're trying to focus on the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do meditations that help me too, and I have a routine, but I just can't let anything negative get in my life, because then it can bring back that self-talk.
Yep, it does.
Hey, Joe. It's Steve.
Yeah? Hi, Steve. I like your mails. Thanks. We haven't spoken
cheers,
before.
Hey, cheers, man. Hey, that's great. I love to hear back, and I was just wondering, you saying that things are starting to break for you. How has it been a few weeks now?
There was a contract I was chasing, and it put off and put off and put off, and then finally I was asked to bid for it. I had to bid against a big law firm, and I bid £25,000 for about 5 weeks' work, and I got it. And then I got in, and then they said, looks like we might need to do some more, and I haven't bid on that one. That might be 10 to 15. Now I just have to get paid, right? And had to get the job finished. I started trying to do corporate training. One of my friends retired, and he's helping me take over some of his old jobs, and got four two-day things throughout the year set up for £1,800 a day, and then I just got a phone call email out of the blue for Taiwan, and that they said they need some in-house training there, and
it's
amazing.
Congratulations, first off. I really can sense the energy and enthusiasm, and you're really starting to kick. But here's the thing that's going to happen. It happens to us all. You're going to hit another plateau, and some blockers or, you know, limiting beliefs are going to come in. But that is such a blessing, because when they do and you've got the tools, you can clear them and get on. I once heard...
I can already feel one of the blockers is that now I'm all doing time for dollar trade-off money income. And there's obviously a limitation on how much you can trade time for dollars, and you also have to have the opportunity to trade them. And I'm now looking to see how I can leverage and do something where I don't have to do one thing and then sell it 50 times, you know, that kind of maybe do the training in an online basis or something. But so some way to leverage it. I got that's the.
Yep, and that's the next piece, Joe. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to move on to the little bit more about unconscious performance limit. You guys might want to know where it comes from. Where does this concept come from, and really what's it mean? It comes from, there's a story associated with it. There was an IBM sales manager, and he was studying his salesmen and their performance. And he noticed that certain salesmen were consistently meeting their quota. And he thought that if he moved them into a territory where they could potentially make more money, perhaps they were going to be selling bigger equipment, computers, or that there were more prospects in that territory, he thought, well, if I move them from that territory to another, they could potentially earn a whole lot more. This is what he found, is that their unconscious just enabled them to do the same amount of work that would enable them to make, say, if they were making $100,000 in the old territory, but they had the potential of making $500,000, their unconscious would not allow them to work more than making that $100,000 results. It's almost like they would, you know, do their calls in the morning and then they take the afternoon off. There was like they start to put the brakes on, slow down their efforts, where if they didn't have an unconscious cap inside on their income, they could have potentially made $500,000. So this is where the concept comes from. And I know it may not seem fair and you may not want to believe it, but it's true. How we think about money and how we receive it is deeply influenced by our childhood, our experiences around money, and our self-talk. So on question number two on the handout, I want you guys to answer this question honestly. In what area of your life are you experiencing continual struggle or lack? Now, it could be around money, or this unconscious performance limit could be around relationship satisfaction, how much love you're receiving. It could be around maintaining a healthy weight. Yeah, ideal weight is an unconscious performance limit, a reverse one in a sense. But it really gets down to feeling worthy of accomplishing those things and embracing those things and bringing them to your life. So write down in question number two, where in your life are you experiencing a UPL? And perhaps, you know, put the amount there. You know, your set point weight of your weight is set at 150 pounds and you really feel good at 130. Or your income is set at $3,000 a month, and you know you're capable of making, in the past, you've made easy $5,000 and $6,000 a month. Be specific here. So let's look now. If you think about your unconscious as a strong-willed child, your unconscious is literal. When you say something, it thinks of it as a command, like a king or queen in a kingdom. It thinks that is what you want, and like loyal subjects in a kingdom, your unconscious is going to work hard to do just what you ask. But you might be saying, oh, I don't really believe that. It's just words. Like say you're saying something, I don't really feel worthy of working with this client. You know, I'm not equipped. I'm not strong enough. Or I don't really feel worthy of making this amount of money in a job that I love. You're having those thoughts, and there are certain philosophical groups who may recognize these expressions. Your wand is your words, or from your mouth to God's ears. Parts of you are listening. Truly, they are, and words are powerful. But the problem is that often the words are going on without our conscious awareness. And those words going on without our conscious awareness keeps things the same, keeps our income capped. So let's look at some of these words that we could be saying under question number three. Five ways our self-talk can maintain our limits and the number one demon. And I'd like you guys to guess what it is, because I'm going to tell you at the end, but which one does this sound like is the number one for you that's really gripping you? Now, some of these you're going to say, well, I mean, how could that cap my income? And it may not be as clear. One of these is going to be really clear, and you're probably going to find yourself, you have done it in the past. First one is looking at saying something like, wow, that's impossible. We can sometimes say these things when we're surprised, when we really mean it's a delightful coincidence, like it was a really great thing that happened. But our unconscious says, oh, that's impossible? Oh, I guess he or she doesn't want that anymore. It's not possible. Subtle one. That's number one. Number two, I can't do that. It's almost as though there's kind of some societal or inappropriate belief that says your family wouldn't agree if you became extremely wealthy or maybe moved to a place that you loved, like you got a really big house. What would others think? And a question that goes right along with this, it keeps limits on ourselves because we want to be loved and liked. And I remember this is like a personal revealing story, is when I was married, what now, gosh, 8 years ago now, and my husband and I were making a lot of money. And there was a part of me that was embarrassed with that money. And I don't know if you guys ever had that experience, but if you are making more money that you feel comfortable bringing into your life and there's any sense of embarrassment, because my parents didn't make that much money, but we were making a lot. And there was some incongruence. Luckily, he was the primary income earner. But if it were me, we would have flatlined. So I can't do that. Or another, we'll talk about the I can't, I'm not worthy in just a minute. So number three.
Hey, Monique.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point this out because the people who are the I can't-ites, and I used to be one of those people, I was a very intimate I can't-I person. Are also saying, you can't do that. They're telling other people they can't do stuff too.
Oh, good point. Yeah, and the naysayers. And it can be done subtly, and it can be done unconsciously. You know, this kind of conversation that happens underneath the words. Yeah,
right.
So if you're trying to grow outside of your current circle of income earners, people who average, you know, a certain amount of money, your friends, and they see you possibly punching through, like being the crab getting out of the bucket, they could have their own fears get triggered. And although they love you, they want you to succeed, a part of them has fear, and it can actually get in under the radar, which is something that I talk about in the program, this psychic argument that goes on, which is usually fear-related. So I can't-ized. I like that expression, Steve. So the third one is no one helps me. We get programmed that we have to do things on our own. We can't rely on others, or perhaps we've got this thought, if we ask someone for help, we owe them. But the reality is, to achieve things bigger than our current selves and our current successes, we need help. And we have to get comfortable with asking and receiving. Asking in a very clear, focused manner for what you want. Four, the dichotomy mindset. If I do this, then this will happen. This is probably the biggest unconscious performance limit blocker keeper ever. And it's really subtle, and it seems ever so logical when we say it, but it's really fear-based. Here's some common ones. If I grow my client base, I'll be working all the time. If I change jobs, the job could be worse than what I'm already doing. At least I know this job. If I end this relationship, I might be alone the rest of my life. Here's one of mine I'll admit to. If I set and fix my schedule, I won't have any freedom in my life. I won't be able to be spontaneous. That literally blocked my income when I first started out as a coach. I refuse to keep a schedule, a calendar. You really can't do that and grow your business. So the thing with this mindset, this dichotomy blocker, it's based in fear of making the wrong choice, or fear of expressing our boundaries when we're in a new situation. The fear is an unconscious performance limit keeping us in a safe environment, and it's capping our income possibility. It's a huge blocker, and it's usually closely related to what are called cell-level memories, and these are memories that happen in childhood based on fear, lack, and scarcity. We all have them. And I dedicate three complete sessions in the Synchronicity of Power program to this really important topic. I don't know of any other program that is as effective at pulling out the roots of this bad boy blocker. It's an intense one, dichotomy mindset. Usually grips really intelligent people because we're so good at seeing patterns in our life. If then, and it's so subtle, you're not going to catch it yourself. Then number five, my plate is already full. I can't add one more thing. Well, this is a big mental cap, which means literally, universe, don't give me anything more. There's no filters like more money's okay, a perfect partner's okay. It says nothing, nope, no more. My plate's full. No more. I can't process anything. And if you keep doing exactly what you're doing, your income's going to stay the same because things got to change. Your unconscious sees that by this expression, my plate's already full, I'm so busy, I can't add one more thing. Your unconscious says, well, I can't give him or her anything more because it's going to just break him or her. And
yeah.
Do you get that one?
That's so good, Monique. That's so good because, you know, I think this is what really clicked for me is when I started to understand this abundance, this idea of creating abundance, it was around time because I was always like always out of time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Well, if you really want to know if you're sitting in scarcity or lack or abundance, just ask yourself, do you not have enough time? Because if you don't have enough time, you probably don't have enough money. You probably don't have enough friends. You probably don't have enough social or, you know, you don't have enough relationships or you don't have enough food. You don't have. It's like when you're not enough of something, you're not enough everywhere. So time's a really good indicator if you're sitting in scarcity or abundance.
Yeah, catching your language. I don't have enough time. Yeah, that's good. Yep, so another version. My plate's already full. I can't add one more thing. So are you guys beginning to see how insidious self-talk can be, whether we're conscious of it or unconscious, and this little strong-willed child inside of us trying to serve us, you know, thinking we're the king and queen of our kingdom, it's listening literally to every word we say and trying to serve us what we want. So I don't have enough time. My plate's already full. Let me go from the top. First one, that's impossible, to recap. And then two, I can't do that. Three, no one helps me. Four, if I do this, then this will happen. Five, my plate's already full, or I don't have enough time. Anyone else resonate with this? Anyone else in the same boat? When I was speaking this, is there something you said, oh my gosh, I'm doing that. I can really resonate. Anybody? I know for me, the dichotomy mindset, that's an ever-increasing blocker clearing because it's so insidious and it affects so many areas that we have these equations if then, because by setting patterns it makes us feel safe in the world because we think we can control our world. We know what's going to happen, right? If we do this, then this happens. If we do that, then that happens. And we create these rules inside of us, and it makes it real hard to break free when we have these rules. Dichotomy mindset is one of the biggest rules. So I want to pause now. Do you have any questions or comments so far before we get into the exercise in just a minute? Were you guys going to get clear on the exact amount of money your unconscious is set to earn?
This is Lori in Denver. I was a little confused when you were talking about weight, like somebody being overweight, and you said that that was a reverse
unconscious
UPL
performance limit? Yeah. So, Lori, say somebody's their weight right now is 150.
Uh-huh.
It's a reverse because it's normally we want to make more money, right? But we
right.
don't want to make more weight. So that's what I mean
right.
by reverse. We want to be less. So say our good, healthy, vibrant weight is 120, but we're at 150 right now.
Okay.
That's what I meant by that. Thank you for asking for clarification. Other people
Thank
probably
you.
Were confused. So anybody else, any other questions or comments so far? You guys getting this? Is it making sense? So if you're feeling like, oh, no, like, you know, I'm gripped, all these rules, and I'm frozen, don't be concerned. I'm going to give you some tips at the end. There's definitely hope. Whenever I do a call, there's always hope. All right, so let's look at question number four. Get your handout out. We're going to plot your unconscious performance limit. If you don't have the handout, just take a blank piece of paper. And what you're doing is you're going to be making a graph here. And we're talking about the right upper right-hand part of the graph. So going upwards, starting out from the corner, you're marking 1 through 10, 10 being at the top. And then at the bottom, little tick marks, 4 or 5 little tick marks. And on the horizontal axis, that first tick mark, I want you to put the amount of money that you feel comfortable making, something that you've made for the past 3 months or so on average, okay? So the first tick mark, the horizontal at the bottom. So I'm going to do just an example here, you guys. Let's just say that's $5,000, that first tick mark. So you made $5,000 last month. You have a good sense you can make $5,000 over the next month. We're going to bump it up. This next tick mark on the horizontal axis, let's multiply it by 25%. It doesn't have to be precise here, you guys. You can do it by 25% because I forgot to tell you to have a calculator. But to give you an example, say I'm going to do $5,000 and I'm going to multiply it by 25%. I get $6,250, all right? And then I'm going to bump this one up again by 25%. So now I get the third tick mark over, 7813. And then I'm going to bump it up by 25% again, and I get 9766. Does anybody have any questions on that, on the graphing and the amount of money along the bottom?
Hey, Monique, I got a quick question.
Sure.
So the first tick mark, the bottom axis is monthly income. Is that right?
Yes, monthly income.
Okay, and you're suggesting we take the most recent monthly income for the first tick mark, add 25% to that, and take that number, add another 25% for the third tick mark, and then add another 25% for the last tick mark.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's average monthly income. So say, for example, Steve, if somebody is in real estate and they just sold 2 houses last month, that's not average. So they would take something that they're averagely earning.
Okay.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or points of clarity you need? Okay. Great. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of get a sense of our comfort level. So this first tick mark, which is $5,000 in this example, but whatever it is you guys have on yours, I want you to work with what you have. You're going to add inside, and what I mean by that is focus on the area around your heart, and if it helps, close your eyes and kind of just get a sense of focusing on that area. You're going to kind of get a sense of your comfort level around making that amount of money. So 1 to 2, it's an easy peasy. I can make that amount of money, no problem. And then 10 is really hard. So your first tick mark, because it's your monthly average income, should be an easy peasy. It should be a 1 or a 2 in difficulty. So I'd like you to graph it right now. So making that first amount of money, is it a what level of difficulty? What's your comfort level, basically, to make it over the next month, say, for the month of March? Let everybody do that right now. Okay, does anybody need more time? Okay. Now I want you to connect the dots. So you're connecting the first dot with that first tick mark of income to the next one and the next one. So you're connecting the dots. And if you remember back to your math days, there's a slope, a sharp increase. If your, say, the first tick mark was a 1, and then the next tick mark was a 2, and then the next tick mark and went, woo, it went right up to a 6, that would be a sharp incline. Does that make sense? So where it went sharply up, there was a sharp incline rather than a gradual 1 and then 2 and then a 2 and difficulty and a 3 and difficulty, went whoop, way up to a 6, circle that amount. And then I want you to write that amount on question number 5. Record your unconscious performance limit there. Now what that says is that if your unconscious has deemed it unsafe, dangerous to exceed that amount of money, and perhaps even to get close to it. And have you noticed that your average income has been kept pretty well below that? And don't feel bad. Everyone has a UPL. It's just that most people don't know it's there, and they waste a lot of precious energy and time on things that would produce results and more income if the UPL wasn't putting up resistance to keep you safe and secure. So were you guys surprised? Did you have a sense of what it would be? What did you discover your UPL was? You don't have to say the amount, but does it make sense? And
hey,
by
Monique,
the way,
it's Steve.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was surprised. And at the same time, I was also, I think when I went through and I was checking the different monthly amounts, it was, to me, it was sitting there and it just kind of, it came up at the 6 right away. And a little bit of concern almost, you know, it's like to make that money was felt really, I felt really concerned, like almost scared. I was like, whoa, I better not do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And those are the exact feelings and emotions that go around it, concern and fear. And the thing is, Steve, I know you've done this unconscious performance limit in the training. And the really good thing is that each time we do this and we do the clearing, which is I teach that in week 3 of the program, that you can bump it up by 30% each time. So if someone's average comfort level is making $62.50, for example, they can do this process and do the clearing that I teach in detail. It takes a long time, you guys. I wish we don't have time. It takes an hour or two in itself to teach that properly. But I'm going to give you some tips on how to start to melt it for you at the end of the call. So say you do it and you bump it up to $6,500. You can do the process again in another month, and you can bump it up to 8,000, your comfort level. And this is a way to gradually, and not even that gradually, a 30% increase in income, significant. You can keep bumping up your comfort level to make more and more money. So let's talk about how our unconscious performance limit, how it puts resistance up in us. Imagine someone has an intention or a goal that they want to become a nationally known public speaker, and they're really good at public speaking. They know they could take their show on the road and make money, you know, to be paid for their speaking. They've been told numerous times they're really good, but something holds them back from doing it, and their income isn't growing. Their speaking, perhaps, has always been done for free or a small amount, okay? Unknowingly, after doing the unconscious performance limit process, they could have discovered that they had an internal belief that says, if I become really successful at speaking, I won't have a personal life. I'll be traveling all the time. I'll miss my family too much. So do you guys see that this conflicting value of being near family and being paid for speaking could sabotage? So being paid for something that she loves means that she has to be away from home. But here's the thing, is that when it's this dichotomy blocker. It's a perfect example. That this example says that if I'm paid for speaking, I got to travel. well, what if she broke the dichotomy blocker and she could get paid for speaking, but all of her speaking engagements are within a driving distance, so she could be home for dinner? There are many ways to achieve this, her income generation, but dichotomy blocker could cap it, could prevent it. Or there's a movie I saw a few weeks ago, actually a few months ago now, where it was called Lottery Winner, and it's about a young man living in the projects who has to survive a three-day weekend after his opportunistic neighbors get a hold of this idea that he has a lottery ticket worth $370 million. The movie was about staying safe until the lottery office opened after the 4th of July weekend. He had incredible challenge because once the community discovered he won, they were pursuing him. He was suspecting even his best friend's motive for certain things. Everybody seemed to want something from him. And at one point, he was even beaten up and his lottery ticket was stolen. And I remember it was a really key scene which demonstrates an unconscious performance limit. See if you guys catch it. He was talking with his best friend. He said, you know what, if this is what it's like to have money, I don't want it. Luckily, his sane friend was right near him and grabbed the ticket before he ripped it up because he wanted to go back to his life. He wanted peace of mind. That's what happens if you start making money and you haven't grown your unconscious performance limit to be at that comfort level. Mm. You start to sabotage
really good.
It.
Really good, Monique. That's a great example. I know what you mean because it's just like, you know, well, I don't want to make that kind of money because it's going to make me feel this way. And if I feel this way, I'm just going to go nuts. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because, you know, you've reached the limit of what you can unconsciously create for income.
Exactly. And that's why they say, Steve, with lottery winners, what is it, a year or two after, they're at their normal income. They've gone through the money.
Yeah, I heard a statistic that said something like 80% of lottery winners have, lose all the money after they've won within two, 3 years from winning the money.
And that's an unconscious performance limit. So even if we do stumble upon, you know, a huge amount of money, the money is going to go. So that's why growing your income really means growing ourselves to become the person who generates that level of income. Feeling worthy of generating it, feeling capable. This is why I love teaching the transformational programs that I do, because it recognizes that for anyone to achieve a nearly impossible goal means becoming ready to receive it, becoming that person. So we can get, basically, in order to keep whatever success that we've managed to keep, you know, to generate right now, we have to change how we're doing things permanently so we don't go back down the bar again. And change isn't easy for many people. I think that's why it gets harder to change when we get older. Our programming gets set in. We start to stay well within our comfort boundaries. Our unconscious performance limit is the key blocker that keeps us in that box, keeps us within our comfort boundaries, as painful as it may be to hear. And the struggle for money could be more comfortable than having the money. That's a weird thing to think about. We could get so addicted to the struggle that if we didn't have the struggle, who would we be? So it's like letting go of that and replacing it and being much more comfortable having the money that we know we're capable of making and feeling really good about it. That we're not going to lose our friends, our family's not going to disown us, that we're not going to get beaten up and our lottery tickets stolen like this guy happened. If you haven't seen the movie, it's a good one. Really demonstrates unconscious performance limit in place. But the good thing, he had a really sane friend who kind of stepped in his coach and said, whoa, buddy, what are you doing? Give me that lottery ticket, and grabbed it. Otherwise, he'd be back where everybody was, you know, in the kind of crab in the bucket. The really good thing is that didn't happen. You guys have to see the movie. I'm not going to tell you what else happened. So let's look at question number 5, self-talk strategies. Learn special language that your unconscious understands to release old programming. First, We have to catch our negative self-talk and say something like, I didn't mean that. Like, say you say, you know, you catch yourself saying, that's impossible. Or you say, if then. Catch yourself with that language. And switch it around. Say, I didn't mean that. I really want that to happen. Or, yeah, that was great. Thank you. And express your joy and gratitude around it. Share it with someone, but only share it with those people who really want your success and are clear of their own fear blockers. If you're sharing your success with someone who has their own fears that maybe you're going to grow away from them, and you share it with them, you could energetically get what's called an implant, which means it's an unconscious fear that gets inside of you because you want to be loved and accepted by this person. So you start to kind of dumb down your enthusiasm, dumb down your joy, and guess what? Energetically, more gets more. So you want to be enthusiastic about these great things happening in your life.
So, Monique, I have a question.
Sure. Who's this?
This is Kim Harris. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Fine, thanks.
I was wondering, in order to bump up your unconscious performance limit, do you have to have experienced what you had before? In other words, if I say my subconscious performance limit is $6,500 a month,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what, you know, my graph shows. Do I have to experience that before I bump up my performance limit from that point?
No, you don't, Kim. Kim, you're enrolling in the program, right? We spoke,
yes.
I think. Yeah, I recognize your voice. Great. No, what we're going to do in week three is you're going to learn how to reprogram permanently your unconscious. So you don't have to have experienced an income of $6,500 before it happens. What you program your unconscious, and then you experience the income bump.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we're doing
okay.
It the easy way.
Okay, good. That's good.
Good question, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Any other questions?
I just had a comment, Monique.
Mm-hmm.
You said something really important about how can I explain it? For me, it was weird because when my online income was different than my engineering income. So when we worked together, I had a decent engineering income. I would say I was, you know, making pretty decent money, but my UPL for my business, my online business, was completely different and a lot lower. So you might, I just wanted to make a comment that there may be people out there who are starting a new business. You might have a different UPL for your current working income versus the passion that you have for a new business. It might be completely different. It was for me. But just because it was lower didn't mean that I couldn't raise it to limits I'd never reached before.
You bring up a great point that's actually something that's happening in conversations I'm having with people right now who were previously employed and they've moved to be self-employed. And they're like, wait a minute, I made really good money when I was employed and now they're struggling. And the way that I describe that, Steve, is that we have to build a new sense of ourself, almost like a new internal identity of who we are. We are now self-employed, so we're representing ourselves. We're selling ourselves, and that's part of the transformational power of the Synchronicity of Power program is it enables us to become that person, that self-employed person, not the engineer. I had the same thing. I was a project manager. And I was making great money, company car, expense account, first class tickets on airplanes, traveling all over Europe. And then when I became self-employed, it was like, wait a minute, I could do all this stuff, and I was paid really well. And so I hit that. So it's very different. So if someone is going from previously employed to self-employed, you really have to start with this chart with your self-employed amount, not your employed amount. So great. Thank you, Steve, for bringing that up. Now, I do want to respect everybody's time. We are at 3 o'clock right now, but I've got a few more things that I would love to say. So if you can stay on the call, I'm thinking probably We're not going to run longer than 15 minutes, but I do respect your time, and if you need to go, scoot, and you can listen to the recording. All right. Anybody else? Any other questions or comments? All right. In session two of the Synchronicity of Power, I teach an exercise to catch the stream of unconscious thoughts that could be running in the background. So I'm talking about, you know, this negative self-talk that we're doing, that it's impossible, or that we're not expressing our you know, we're not acknowledging our successes to the right people. So we could be unconsciously sabotaging ourselves and being that crab in the bucket. So I teach a process of how to catch the stream of unconscious thoughts which run in the background, and they maintain our unconscious performance limit, and they're full of a lot of blockers. Whether we're aware of it or not, our unconscious is listening all the time. And because our words and our thoughts are its command, literally, it takes us seriously, and it puts a high priority on what we say repeatedly that we want. Let me give you an example. Say someone has a fear of getting fired, and they think about it pretty regularly, and they're watching the news or reading the papers, and they're hearing about the increasing unemployment, and they think that they're mentally preparing themselves for it, you know, that they'll handle it somehow better if they get fired and they're prepared. But because we become what we think about, this person may be unconsciously causing it to happen. Remember, the strong-willed child, our unconscious, takes it literally. And it can't hear the word, I don't want to be fired. It literally hears, be fired, be fired. Just like with a child running at the pool, you don't say, don't run, honey. You say, walk, walk. You say a positive statement the child can hear and do. Otherwise, we confuse the child, and we confuse our unconscious for that matter. So say things positively that you want. Don't say, I don't want to be fired. That's a really key insight. Those two things are going to start to help melt the programming that your unconscious has, capping your performance, capping your income around the unconscious performance limit. In session three, I teach a way to get a hold of these strong-willed children of our unconscious and reprogram them with what we want to do. And it helps gently let go of the fears of what might happen without a whip on the back. Nobody responds that way. It's so powerful. As an example, one of my clients had a fear that she would lose control of her business if she grew a team, and kept her very important parenting program small because she was doing it all by herself. After doing the unconscious performance limit process, she eased up on her fears somewhat, and she grew a team, and a new opportunity came to her. She was offered to write a parenting column, syndicated. Then she became really comfortable working and relying on others, and she's got a great cohesive team around her, which this is so great. Last year, I got a notice that she and her team were creating a video that was being presented to Oprah Winfrey as a possible TV pilot program. All this from someone who came to me who had massive fears around growing her business too big. She was a one-person show. It's amazing how much people can grow when we release these caps on our performance and these fears. These processes I teach are very powerful, and they work over time. Like this lady, it took about a year for all of this great success to unfold. But the great thing is she'll never go back to where she was before the program. It just keeps getting better and better. So on number seven, on the handout, I'd like to direct you to a website. This gives you a really high-level overview of what I'm going to be doing in a program that starts March 14th, the Synchronicity of Power program. If you go to this site, www.ctcoach.com, C as in cybernetic, T as in transposition, coach.com/SOP. S as in sugar, O as in Oscar, P as in Paul. Okay? And I want to share with you, if anything that I've shared with you today resonates, that part of you says, oh my gosh, I have that in me and I am so ready to break free of that programming. These are four parts of the program that you're going to get in the Synchronicity of Power. Part one is build your foundation. This is where we uncover your key strengths and weaknesses. You reconnect to your core essence and you discover these key internal beliefs that is locking you up. It's the what's wrong in your life starts to drop away as we put more attention on what's right, and we grow your core strengths so that you gain greater confidence and accomplish the really important goal. And in fact, you get to pick a goal that's really important to you right now, and you work on it during the course. And then part two is clearing emotional blockages. For people who don't have a consistent track record of success, this is where you'll learn how to work on your goal without obsessing about it. You eliminate second guessing. You eliminate getting pulled off track or worrying about what other people think or say. Remember the unconscious performance limit, that perhaps our parents' income, we can't exceed it, or maybe our partner's income. You learn to trust yourself, be guided by your intuition, which means you move confidently towards your goal without the environment, other people, or your history taking you off course. Where I think Joe was speaking about that he started to manifest within the last 6 weeks all of these successes. And now if he starts to get hesitant and he gets fearful, he knows the exact clearing process to use. So this keeps the emotional blockages from getting stuck again. And then part three is becoming lucky. This is for people who are sensitive to the world around them, but and maybe spend too much time being people pleasers. This is where you'll learn how to put your attention back on what makes you happy and fulfilled and everybody else benefits. You become the person who is already successful so that you're responding to the signs and opportunities that move you towards your dreams and goals. Because unless this becoming lucky part is switched on, you could attract all the great opportunities to you but not recognize it or not take action on it. Part four is ensure your success. This is where you learn how to automate things so you keep on track, almost like programming coordinates in a GPS. And this is really great for people who beat themselves up for what they know they should be doing but they're not doing. And you learn how to clear lifelong sabotaging blockers so that you recognize and move forward on high payoff activities. And you know which what they are. And it raises the quality of your relationships, your work, and your self-esteem permanently. Does anybody have any questions about the four parts of the program and what they do?
Did you say it was www.cpcoaching.com?
Just ctcoach, ctcoach.com/SOP. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, anybody else have any questions on the four parts of the program? All right, you guys matter to me, and achieving your goals matter to me. That's why I have a personal guarantee. I'm not someone who enrolls people in the program, kind of throw them in there and hope you stick. It's so important to me that you get this material, that I will do everything in my power to not let you slip through the cracks. That's why I've built in two private one-on-one sessions with me so you have private access. And some clients have likened me to a safe harbor in that whatever I do is always for your highest good, and it's what drives me. Is that making sure that you can see your blind spots, if you can't see them, and giving you all of the processes, all of the tools, and all of the techniques to enable you to manifest your goal, even if you think it's impossible right now. I know it's not. So I offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee that if after participating in the program for 4 weeks, you feel the program's not a fit for you, and if you've participated in the calls, you've done the assignments, you get a full refund, no questions asked. So So I'd like to open up the call now. Any kind of final questions or comments? And I'd love to hear some of your ahas. What were some of the insights you got out of the call? What are you taking away from the call?
Hey, Monika, just quickly, before anyone pulls up any of the insights that got out of the call, just curious, I know that you're offering a discounted price to people on the call today. First off, when does that expire? And the other thing is, when does your program start?
The special bonus expires February 28th. So what's today, the 21st? So you have 7 days. So it's next Monday. And the pricing is $1,000 off the normal pricing. And there's also a special bonus. As long as you register before the 28th, you get the program Removing Invisible Obstacles to Your Success, where you can actually, as soon as you enroll, you get an email where you can listen to these three calls, do the exercises, which gives me enough time in this bonus that you guys get to actually break through your unconscious performance limit. So if you're at 5,000, by doing this exercise, you can bump it up by 30%. So that's February 28th. You get the free bonus, and you get $1,000 off the program.
Okay, great. And when does your program start?
March 14th. It's 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, 5:30
yep.
p.m. Eastern time on Mondays. So it really kind of sets you guys up for the week, because I find people get so energized after the calls that I thought, let me do it on Monday, so then your whole week is uplifted and you're accomplishing more, feeling more powered.
And your program, is it still a 16-week program, Monique?
It's actually a 17-week program. And there's
okay,
a bonus
great.
Call, a Q&A call after, 1 month after the program ends, so that you can bring any other questions you have. Because being away from the program a few weeks, then you start to see, oh, I got this question. So I give a bonus call. So it's a total, actually, of 18 weeks.
Okay, got it. Awesome. You know, that's a good timing. I love the timing of your program, because the spring is just a really important time. And for some reason this year, too, because we're heading into 2012, and I don't want to get into all the spiritual aspects of it, but, no, the timing of your program is fantastic. So, okay, great. Anything else you wanted to mention about your offer?
Nope, it's just I really look forward to you guys being in the program. I really want to support you. I know these calls that I do can feel energizing and you guys feel lit up after the call, but the thing is, I'm not able to give you all of the processes that I would love to give you, that I know that can transform the area of money in your life and relationships. So I would love to support you to learning all of this and accomplishing a really, really important goal to you.
Okay,
all
fantastic.
Right. Well, thank you guys for being on the call. I really enjoyed it. Was there anyone who wanted to share an aha that you got from the call, or an insight, a takeaway, before we wrap up? All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess it was very clear. That's a good sign. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody, and look forward to hearing you in the program. Let me know how I can help.
Hi, my name is Stephen Martelli. Thanks for listening to the call. If you still want to take advantage of Monique's short-term offer, it expires in the next week, and also take advantage of the special bonus that she mentioned on the call, please click on the link below. Thanks again for listening. My name is Stephen Martelli at freedomeducation.ca, and I'll speak to you soon.